Hello, 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 and welcome to Conversations with Ball Girl. I am your host, Lorraine Williams, and can you believe it? This is episode 10 of season 5. Time goes by so fast. If you're not paying attention, you just might miss something. So with that being said, this will be the finale episode for season 5. Yes, it will be the finale. I kind of toil back and forth whether or not I should carry on another few weeks, mainly because this season, this return season, has been so different for me. Like, I planned out things, I had, you know, a whole plan of how this season should go, and it just didn't go that way. However, I am satisfied with what I put out this season. I am, personally. You know, it was a struggle coming back slightly. And I don't even like using the word struggle, because it really wasn't a struggle, but it was an inner struggle within myself to come back. Like I talked about in the first episode of this season. Do I come back? Who would listen? You know, would I get the same listeners? You know, all of that kind of stuff. You know, playing all these kind of mind games within myself. And if I should even come back. But I came back, and again, I'm satisfied. I have had such a good time reading your feedback, listening to what you guys had to say, talking to my friends this time on the podcast. A lot of the interviews that I planned to do this particular season, for whatever reason, they didn't happen. However, they are postponed till next season, which is fine, because this season turned out really good. The feedback I received this season has been immeasurable. I am forever grateful. You know, we play these particular mind games with ourselves and tell ourselves and talk ourselves out of doing things that we want to do. We always worrying about what other people are saying. And granted, this is a podcast, I want you to listen. But at the end of the day, did I do what I said I was going to do? Yes. Is God pleased? I believe so, because I asked him for a way to do it and he made it happen. So I'm grateful. You know, we think about, if you look at how the way things are these days, everything, you know, is new and different. And if you sit out for a season, sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, what is happening now? And coming back can be a tad bit scary. And so I was nervous. I was scared. I was like, do I remember? I had to remember how to do a lot of the things that came natural in the previous seasons. But I had to remember, because I took so much time off. And what am I saying? I'm saying, get in the game. What is it that you want to do, but you're waiting to do? What have you been wanting to try, but have been afraid to try? You know, as I am recording this podcast, we are actually planning to go camping tonight in the daggone woods. Yes. And of course, next season, I'll tell you all about it. But we've never done it. We're sleeping in a tent. This ain't no glamp. This is real C-A-M-P, right? And so I-N-G. We really gonna be camping in the woods. And so I'm kind of excited for a new experience, for trying something new. You know, we always doing the same old thing, going to the same old places, you know, and the world is so big and there's so many opportunities for us to try things. And I just want to try something new. And so this summer is going to be full of some things that we're doing new, right? And so I just encourage you to do the same thing and don't get stuck in a rut. It's so funny because people just want the same. People are so afraid of change. Last week I went to see The Wiz and I so enjoyed it. You know, they put a little polish on it, kind of gave it a little new twist. The storyline is the same. You know, it's still Dorothy who goes to Oz and finds that home is where the heart is, right? However, people was talking so much smack about the changes that was made, because they put some songs that used to be at the end in the beginning, and, you know, all different kind of stuff. The set was cheap, all kinds of crazy stuff. Some of the new language they use, but come on, let's be honest, right? The Wiz was it, 1974? You can't be in here talking about Jive Turkey and that's whatever they used to say back in 1974. They kind of polished it again. They made it new. And so, you know, some people just did not like the newness of the old. And it's okay. It's not for everyone. But just that is the same thing with life. Enjoy the newness. Enjoy the new day. Things change. The only thing that remains the same is change. And the Bible said God is doing a new thing, but we keep getting stuck on the old thing. So let's take a moment and think about some of the things we wanted to try
to receive some of the newness that God is attempting to breathe on you and enjoy it. Remember, greatness resides on the inside of you. So you should go out and be great. Again, I don't tell you that just for the sake of saying it. I say it because the greater one resides on the inside of you. And if he resides on the inside of you, there is no way you can't be great. So I just want to take this time to again say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, for sharing the podcast, for giving the feedback, for just doing all that you've been doing. And I am so looking forward to season 6, which will be coming out soon. Stay tuned. Now, if you just jumped in and you're listening to this last episode of season 5, go back and listen to all the rest of them. I promise you'll enjoy it. But until I come back for season 6, I want you to go and be great.